As the Omicron variant pushes COVID case counts to new highs across the U.S., we've received questions from listeners like you. Many want to know about monoclonal antibodies, which are used to prevent and treat infection from the coronavirus. To get answers, Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper spoke with Dr. Myron Cohen, a professor of medicine at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
When we're talking about monoclonal antibodies in terms of a treatment, how are these antibodies made and how are they administered?
When people recover from an infection, they, as the host of the infection, have made antibodies to try and get rid of the infection. So if we take people who've recovered from COVID, whatever the variant, we can get their blood and look in their blood to see how well their blood neutralizes the virus. And we know if it neutralizes the virus, the variant we're interested in, we can then look for the B cell that made the best antibody in their blood. So we're looking for people who are making super duper antibodies. And we search many, many thousands of people to find those who make the very best antibodies. We harvest a single cell that made the very best antibody. Then we make sure that cell can replicate in a test tube. Once the cell replicates in a test tube, you've got what's called a clone of cells. You can make any number of those cells, and they're going to make the antibody you want.
Who are these treatments meant for, and how do they get it?
So the most important way to avoid becoming ill is to get two doses of an mRNA vaccine followed by a third dose a few months later. That gives you your own antibodies, but not everybody's vaccinated. And some people who are vaccinated don't respond to the vaccines properly, especially those receiving cancer therapies or immune therapies. And we know for sure that the thing that works against you in this kind of lottery of doing bad is age and other comorbidities, heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease. And so for people in whom we suspect progression of disease, which means you might get sick enough to be hospitalized, we would want to prevent progression of disease.
Just to be clear, is this something that you're administering after someone has been infected, or is the idea to give monoclonal antibodies before someone gets infected with the virus?
You can do either thing. For people who either have not been vaccinated or cannot respond to a vaccine, who we think have been exposed or will be exposed, we can do pre- or post-exposure prophylaxis. That's also called passive immunity. It's a very old idea. And we have several combinations that have been made for treatment. But as Omicron has surfaced, it's limited the number that are appropriate. And right now, the most appropriate is a drug called sotrovimab. It's in short supply, so it's somewhat rationed. For prevention, we have Evusheld. So sotrovimab is approved for treatment. Evusheld is approved for prevention. They're out there, but they're in short supply.
As treatments like this have come out, some people may have this thought of, well, there's treatment now. I'll just rely on that instead of getting a vaccine.
Let there be no mistake about this. An ounce of prevention is worth 100 pounds of cure. And even if we get super duper treatments, they're only 80% effective. We don't know whether they're going to have any effect on long COVID, that is persistent cough and headache and symptoms that might last for months. And they have to be given very quickly. You have to go out and get a test in order to qualify. And even if they're in copious supply and you can just get a prescription, you still need to go to the drugstore and get the prescription and so on and so forth. So what you want to do is not get the infection. And the way to not get the infection is pretty straightforward. Number one, behavioral changes. Try and avoid situations where you're indoors crowded with people and not wearing a mask. Number two, get vaccinated. It doesn't necessarily mean you won't get a breakthrough infection. And this is something people don't understand. These vaccines were never really designed to completely prevent infection. They were designed to prevent you from progression of disease that would lead to hospitalization and ICU stay. So vaccination and masks are essential tools to be used before you even think about the new treatments.
That's Dr. Myron Cohen of UNC Chapel Hill speaking with Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper. If you have a question, send it in. Text HEALTH to 73224 to join Side Effects Public Media's text group, the Midwest Checkup.